Thursday morning. You know what goes on around here on Thursdays.
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
Yeah, we know Giddens comes off of a, he come off of a fast last night for about 3 days. And he blew up every fast food restaurant in the city, I believe.
County, state, whole country.
Yes.
They just walked in, looked at the menu and said, okay.
Yes. Why not?
Yes.
Sure.
I know they pay him much more at Radio Alabama than they do me, Bob.
No, I just take out loans on the daily.
You must have a lot of loans. All right, where are we going, Bauman?
We'll talk about, since we're talking about Giddens eating, I want to talk about your favorite restaurant, David.
Uh-oh.
What?
Which one?
I just want to talk about what drew you to that in the first place, favorite restaurant.
What drew me? Don't use that word. Why please.
Why not?
No. What magnetized me to it? Don't say Drew.
Why not?
Drew is not used on this show anymore.
Why not Drew?
He's because, talking about restaurants.
Yeah, what drew you to your favorite restaurant?
Quit saying that word. What pulled me in that direction?
Yeah.
I don't know. What? I don't even know what my favorite restaurant is.
Like favorite restaurant around here, or maybe around, a couple of them.
Around here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you get some shout outs.
Like Zaxby's okay. You asked me what pulled me there was boneless wings. And I do like Peking Garden. Love their fried rice, but I have to be careful with that. Why? Where are you going with this?
I'm just trying to figure out your favorite restaurant. I'm going to ask Giddens the same questions.
Well, there's two of mine. How many do you need?
Just two is good.
All right.
Giddens, what's your two favorite restaurants?
Around here?
Hang on. I'm gone for a while because this is going to take a while.
Well,
we'll count here.
Let's see. In terms of fast food, I'm going to go with
Tottenham.
I'd say Arby's or Popeyes, maybe Burger King. That's my top three right there. And then
After three.
Yeah, the non-fast food. We got to go non-fast food. You know, I like pizza and pint a lot. And I like I miss Batter Up, but those are up there for sure. Yeah.
All right. So I'll ask him one thing, and I'll give my answer too. Favorite Mexican restaurant around here?
Ooh,
give him a little love.
I say La Piñata.
I'm still with Emily and Edgar. I like La Costa. All right, so where are you going with this, Bow Wow?
So you talk about your favorite restaurants. Where do you draw the line when you're not going back to a restaurant?
Quit using that word.
What's wrong with that word?
When do I stop going to that restaurant?
When you draw a line and you don't go back to a restaurant.
Quit saying that word. I'm going to mute you here in a minute. We're not using the D-R-A-W or the D-R-E-E-W.
He's talking about restaurants.
Yeah, it's restaurants. Care. Where do you draw that line?
When I stop going is when I have to, when it sends me to the bathroom about six times within 2 hours.
Yeah, a place can give you issues one time, but if it gives you issues twice, you got to draw the line for sure.
Let's see here. Do you think everything has to tie together in a restaurant for it to really work? Or can it be like all over the place? You like a restaurant that ties everything together, or you like a restaurant that has a little bit of everything?
You mean service-wise?
I'm talking about like food. Like you like a restaurant that has everything tied together, like an Italian restaurant, or you like somewhere where you go and you got a little bit of Chinese, a little bit of barbecue.
Like American Deli, you can get all sorts of different stuff.
I guess I kind of like them when they're one and done.
Some of them tied together.
Yeah. He's not. He don't care. He's gonna get whatever he wants.
That's right.
And he's gonna get everything on the menu, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
No matter to you at all, Giddens.
I'll eat anything. You know that.
So when you walk into a restaurant, David, regardless if it's your favorite, you've been there before, or it's new, what draws your attention when you walk in the door?
I'm going to ask you one more time. We're not going down that road anymore. All right, I'm walking into my restaurant, and you're telling me what gets my attention.
What draws your attention?
I don't use that word anymore.
Attention?
Attention?
What gets my attention?
Your?
What gets my attention?
Yeah.
Seriously. If it's a fast food restaurant, I pay attention to the people behind the counter. How polite are they? If not, I'm out the door, baby.
I pay attention to the smell. How does a restaurant smell when you walk into it?
Well, obviously, it smells a lot different after you come in.
It can smell a rent and you go in there and eat something.
No.
I mean, it smells a lot different after he comes in.
I'm not a big fan of IHOP because it always smells like soap in there. It doesn't smell appetizing. I don't want
to
smell.
So if we want to go out to dinner one time, David, we want Giddens to suffer, we go to IHOP.
I can go to IHOP.
There's not IHOP around here, so I'm good.
All right, last question, David. What part of a restaurant experience really helps tie everything together?
Again, these words, you're going down this soccer realm.
I didn't ask anything about soccer.
I don't care. That's what it sounds like too much. Ask me that question again without using the word TIE.
What part of the restaurant experience really helps draw everything together?
Now, I ask you not to use that word.
You know, you said don't use
TIE. Okay, if you want to know what gets everything together, the cheapest one.
That ties everything together?
Yeah.
Giddens, what ties everything together for you in a restaurant experience?
Any restaurant that can draw me into its atmosphere.
What would be the biggest draw for you outside of the smell?
Getting alone to get everything he needs.
Yeah, I mean, good quality food options that, you know, tie the appetizers together with the main dishes and the side dishes and, of course, the dessert that, you know, really draws you in.
And they have to have a wheelbarrow to get him back out to his vehicle.
Do you ever get the little kids coloring things and draw in it?
No, he eats it.
He eats the crayons.
He eats the crayons.
Yeah, my favorite food is yellow.
Say it again.
My favorite food is yellow.
Corn.
No, the color yellow.
The crayon.
Oh. Why yellow? Kind of like your back, huh?
It ties in really good with blue.
Okay. So where are we going with this? I'm ready to move on.
I was just trying to figure out your favorite restaurant.
What I want to know, David, is I have a formal thing that I'm getting ready for, so I want to know if you could teach me how to tie a tie.
No. You buy a bow one.